We're taking some time in the show today to remember a few of the victims from this weekend's two mass shootings.
Derek Fudge was in Dayton for a family reunion. The 57-year-old was out Saturday with his son and his soon-to-be daughter-in-law when he was shot.
His younger sister, Twyla Southall, told the local TV station WDTN that Fudge died in his son's arms. She said she was grateful to know he was with his son.
That's his only son. He loved his son. But it's so sad that his son was with him because his son, you know, there's that survivor guilt. There's that he was in my arms when he took his last breath, devastation. But so you can't unsee that, unlive that.
Family members told several news outlets that Fudge loved dogs. He had a soft spot for picking up strays and nursing them back to health.
Derek Fudge is survived by his son, a granddaughter, five siblings, and extended family. His niece told NPR he also left behind a dog who he loved dearly. Fudge is one of nine people who died in the shooting in Dayton.